WEEI News Radio, time 6:43. Well, it was exactly a crime at Boston Garden last night, but maybe we could call it felonious assault against the Celtics at the hands of the Trailblazers. Here's Joe.
Thanks, Bill. As far as Trailblazers go, even Lewis and Clark never had it so good as Clyde Drexler did last night. The Portland guard pumped in a season-high 39 points, recording a triple-double in the process as the Blazers stomped all over the Celtics at the Garden, 131-117. Thank goodness they now are a gun. With 46 points scored in transition, Portland didn't need blazes on Garden signposts to find their way to the hole last night. And the only trail was that of the fans out the exits, lowing like John Chisholm's cattle fording the Rio Grande. This is the first time a Portland team has ever swept a season series from the Celtics, but it's a pretty good indication of how the power has shifted in the NBA. Speaking of shifting, there was some seismic-type activity at the Spectrum last night, where Charles Barkley thundered through the Knicks' defense for 15 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists. The Sixers skunked New York 110-93 and thus took over first place in the Atlantic Division. The Lakers beat Dallas 103-91. Phoenix got by Washington 113-111. Denver out-uglied Minnesota 86-73. Clippers sank the Nets 119-115. And Miami walloped Orlando 122-105. In the North Atlantic Conference tourney, Vermont pulled another upset, 76-62, over top seed Northeastern. They'll now face BU in the finals as the Terriers gave Mike Jarvis his 100th coaching victory, 85-63 over Colgate. Tonight, the Bruins take over the Garden for a little skating party with the Buffalo Sabres. Boston leads Buffalo by 7 points in the Adams division, but will have to go it without Captain Ray Bourque again tonight. He's still recovering from his pulled abdominal muscle. Yesterday, Calgary down Pittsburgh 6-3. Winnipeg beat Quebec by the same count. Minnesota skated past Chicago 5-4, and the Canadiens took care of L.A. 5-2. Labor negotiation fans, turn up your radios. Exciting news from the baseball labor front, where the owner and player union reps smothered each other in more legalese. Arbitration proposals, compromises, counter-proposals until who knows what hour last night. But baseball fans, go back to sleep. There's still no settlement. Joe Dobrow, WEEI 590 Sports.